boys and girls, I wonder, have you ever lost something that was very important to you? I want to tell you what happened in our house quite recently, and I hope it never, ever happens again. My son was going off, well, it was a holiday type engagement thing. You know what young people are like. You know what they're going away for, but they'll not tell you. But he was going away, and I knew that he was going away to get engaged. So, of course, the house was very busy, and they were packing cases, and they were doing all the things that needed to be done because they were heading off the next morning, and they were going off to New York. And I thought, aren't they very fortunate? I'm at home, and he's heading to New York, and he'll soon be getting married, and I've kept him all my life, and he never even told me where he was going. But you know, when all the fuss and all the rushing around, we were checking out everything, and the tickets were sitting out, and the pages were sitting out all stamped, because some of the things now, you just bring a piece of paper and you go and they give them to you on the day. I said, right, everything with you? Yes. What about passport? On the table. Which table? That table. No passport. He said, I'm sure it's sitting somewhere in the room. So we turned the room upside down, and I mean upside down, no passport. It's somewhere in the house. On the phone, got the daughter and her husband to come round, and we all took a room each, and we went right through the house, up through the attic, out through the garage, no passport. He said, Daddy, it was there. I said, it might have been, but it's not there now. So then an argument ensued between him and my daughter's husband about who threw it out. Because what had happened was, when we had gone on holidays, Christine and I suppose the house was a tip when we were coming home, and they decided they'd clear everything up. So him and his brother-in-law went into the room, his bedroom, and they just removed everything that wasn't necessary, including the passport. It was in the bin. But the bin had been emptied. So we didn't know what we were going to do. We phoned Belfast. No chance. 5 days at least. So we phoned Dublin. Dublin said, come down tomorrow and we'll sort you out. That was great. Off we went early the next morning, 6 o'clock, straight to Dublin. Went into the office, said we'd phoned. They said to come and lift the passport. Can't get it here. I said, what? Can't get it here. Not today. So we had to come the whole way back, and the next day go down again and stand in a great queue, give all the details, and we couldn't get the passport that day. Had to come home, and then the next day go down again and lift the passport. By that stage, of course, he'd missed the flight. And I said, right, when you go tomorrow to get the passport, make sure your bags are in the car. Because whether you get the passport or not, you're not coming home for 2 weeks, and you may go where you please. So we packed up the car and got the cases in, down to Dublin, got the passport after a lot of arguing. And then we came back again, and they were staying overnight before they would go out the next morning, and I just went and parked the car, took the cases, set them down, said, cheerio, see you in a fortnight, and I went home. I didn't care whether they went to New York or not, as long as they had the passport and they'd gone. But you see, he had to change the passport when he came home again and get a proper passport. Cut a long story short, I took it off him. I have it. And I can assure you, the next time, he's 25 years of age, but the next time he goes on holidays, he's going to know where his passport is, because I am holding on to it. Do you know, boys and girls, it's a terrible thing when you lose something. It's far worse when you're lost yourself. One day when I was with Christine in a shopping center, a lady came down through with a little girl by the hand, and the tears were streaming down her face. And she was really upset, and all she could sob was, Mommy, I want a mommy. And then they made a great announcement. And this lady came tearing down through the shopping center, and she took up her little child in her arms and she embraced her, and the little girl felt so safe because she'd been found. Do you know, boys and girls, It's a terrible thing to be lost. But the Bible says that if we do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior, we're lost. Lost in sin. Separated from God. That's why the Bible also tells us the Lord Jesus Christ came to seek and to save that which was lost. Jesus Christ left heaven with all the glory that was His, and He came down to this earth, lived amongst men, but the Bible tells us with the purpose of going to the cross at Calvary to die for sinners who were lost. Do you know, boys and girls, in that cross, Jesus Christ died for you. Jesus Christ died for me. And the Bible says that the moment we come to Him and we turn away from our sin, the Bible calls it repentance, but the moment we turn away from our sin and we receive the Lord Jesus Christ to be our Savior, the Bible says we're no longer lost. The Bible says we're saved. It's a great thing today to be saved. Maybe, boys and girls, you're not saved yet. Maybe some of you parents are not saved yet. It's a terrible thing to be lost. Jesus Christ has come to save you. Died on the cross that you might be saved and that all your sins might be forgiven. Why don't you trust Him today as your Savior? And you'll never know what it is to be lost again. Thank God that Jesus came to seek and to save that which was lost. Maybe every time you're going around the house saying, "Where's my passport?" you'll remember it's a terrible thing for anybody to be lost.